Today is Friday, May 22nd. I'm Megan Lynch. The Army Corps of Engineers actively pulling radioactive soil out of properties along Coldwater Creek, the Cades Cove subdivision, and a large stretch just south of St. Cyr Park. Among them, the dirt being trucked out of North St. Louis County. At a community meeting last night, neighbors along the haul routes wanted to know what keeps that material from ending up on their streets. Health physicist Jonathan Rankins.
We have people specifically trained as part of the procedures to verify that there is no contamination on those trucks. They will sweep the trucks. They'll also do surveys on them to verify that. In addition to that, they'll also do surveys of the route that the truck is taking from here going to Slaps to verify that there's no contamination coming off site.
Slaps is the old St. Louis airport site. Once it's there, then it goes out of state by rail. Up next for crews, the former French Quarter apartments near across the creek and excavation areas near Duchesne Park. St. Louis City putting legislation in motion to raise water rates again.
The rate increase includes an 18% hike both this year and next, 6% increases in 2028, 29, and 30, and 5% hikes in 2031 and 32. It comes less than 3 years after rates were hiked 40% in 2023. Mayor Kara Spencer called this increase a sustainable solution. I asked if that meant they won't be having this conversation again in a few years.
Can't make those guarantees. I think it'd be irresponsible at this point to try to make those kinds of promises.
But she expressed confidence this hike will make the water division solvent.
That rate increase that we implemented 3 years ago was not done with this level of rate study, its rate sufficiency study, and the work that the water division has done leading up to this rate increase.
Shaw Malone, KMOX News.
A city transportation official says St. Louis is making way for a bus rapid transit system.
The city is asking residents for their input on proposed bus rapid transit system or BRT routes. Scott Ogilvie, city transportation planning executive, says another reason for the current push is because city officials are currently rewriting St. Louis's zoning codes.
The whole zoning code is moving towards what I would call a more transit supportive format. Because we're right in the middle of that, and we are going to be settling on this route very quickly, the new zoning code can really incorporate the route into the appropriate zoning designations.
The push for BRT development comes after officials abandoned a light rail plan that became too expensive. Residents can give their input on the proposed routes until midnight on June 7th at greenlinebrt.com. Jade Aubrey, KMOX News.
I'm Michael Calhoun. The city's north-to-south BRT plan runs on buses, not trains. And to some riders, that might sound like settling. Bi-State Development CEO Talby Roach, whose agency runs Metro Transit, pushes back.
Although I have a very successful light rail line, nearly 65 to 70% of my existing customers still come on bus.
Roach points to Baltimore and Los Angeles as big cities leaning hard on buses, too, and says the goal is matching the right mode to the right part of the city.
Low enrollment and decreasing grant and philanthropic funding, some of the reasons for the closure of the state's only Montessori high school. Stephanie Mahfood is president of the Board of Trustees for the City Montessori Adolescent Program, known as MAP. She says right now,
the documentation and the closing down of the space and the keeping of records, et cetera, et cetera. So we're in the process of the board and the school team looking at those steps and timelines.
MAP opened in Grand Center in 2016. It offered the rigorous International Baccalaureate program, which allowed two of their juniors to graduate early and start college. John O'Leary was just 9 years old when an accidental garage fire burned him across his body. That story is told in the movie Soul on Fire, filmed in St. Louis in 2023. It'll be screened Saturday night following the Gateway Grizzlies game. O'Leary told KMOX's Chris and Amy, the screening is a way to recognize the people who worked on the film here in St. Louis.
The reality is the real work is done behind the camera, and there's hundreds that do the real work. And so when you've reached out to us and said we're going to show your film, those were the guys I first reached out to say, hey, guys, we've got something cool. You want to go? And so the first several hundred tickets were taken by the men and women who work diligently and humbly to promote something and build something beautiful. So I'm excited that in the stands Saturday night, you're going to see the people who made the movie a reality.
MoDOT and the Highway Patrol have a blunt message heading into Memorial Day weekend. Slow down and pay attention. The holiday kicks off a busy summer, expected to bring more than 1,000 work zones a day across the state. The concern sharper this year after a safety setback, 3 straight years of falling traffic deaths, then a climb in both this March and April. MoDOT safety engineer John Nelson.
You know, it's a tragic thought, but if you follow the statistics, history would tell us that we ought to expect several people to die this weekend on Missouri roads. And that's a tragedy, but it doesn't have to be that way. It can be zero.
From the KMOX business desk, homeowners and prospective buyers in St. Charles County now have an easier way to determine if their home is at greater risk of flooding. According to the county, more than 500 homes in the floodplain hit the market every year, and some buyers may not realize the risk until it's too late. The county's website now provides FEMA maps, flood history, and property information on specific addresses.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX news team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.